from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration
time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my ball. I can't find my ball.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill, he ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah! Bill's Balls of Steel.
Some audio features, Balls of Steel. I did not promote Balls of Steel at all. My fault. But this hour, if you have any nominations, and there are plenty of options out there for nominations, let's have them. Hashtag BOS, Balls of Steel. Yeah, Pete Cordelli, I got a call from him. He'll be back, I believe, early on Friday. He will join us early that first hour on Friday. Living here. Yeah, living here. I did not know that. I had no idea. I got a text. My phone number's changed through the years, like I've told you. I've had to change it several times. And I guess he had my old number. He was listening to the show and texted the text line. You guys that use the text line, that's how he got hold of me. I thought he was still in Memphis. Anyways, I've got a cool story to tell you. It's been many, many years since we told this story. I'll tell you here in a couple of minutes. Jim down in lovely Jupiter. Welcome in, Jim.
So, Billy, could you imagine, so your buddy Coach Pete, he goes to three or four schools with Holt, and you're telling me he wasn't there for that Notre Dame Natty?
I don't think he was there for that. Or the 87 Tim Brown Heisman, which is their last Heisman. I don't think he was there. I think he was gone by then. They got it. They had a really big falling out.
Yeah, I just assumed he was part of that. So, man, you know, he went through a lot of abuse, and then to not get a natty at the end, that's kind of sad for him. I feel bad.
Yeah, when I get him on Friday, I'll ask him, but I don't think he was. He'll correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, you know, coaches, they're type A personalities usually, and, you know, it's rare that you find a guy like Bowden that had a lot of his coaches. You're not going to find a former coach at with Bowmouth Bowden that was on the staff. Duh. But in honesty, you know, most aren't like that, and it's part of the business. And hopefully, because I'm sure they're up there in age. I'm sure your guy Pete's up there in age, and Holtz have buried the hatchet if they were together all those years. You know,
do you remember the story about Urban Meyer's a receiver coach at Notre Dame, and Bowling Green. He's not even a coordinator. Bowling Green wants to talk to him. He interviews. He comes back and tells Holtz. Now, this is to Urban Meyer, and at the time, we didn't know Urban Meyer would have the career he's had, but he goes to Holtz for advice and says, look, I don't know if I'm going to take the Bowling Green job. And Holtz says, are you crazy? Nobody else wants you. Take the job. It's a head job. Take it. So, I mean, he's a tough dude now. I mean, he told Urban Meyer this.
Yeah, that's a legendary story that you've always told. So, you know, as a Florida State fan, I've never been rah-rah ACC. But if it doesn't affect us, I mean, I'd always would pull for an ACC team to win. Now, I'm not going to, you know, do the ACC chant, but, you know, I would be normally under normal circumstances, I would be okay with Wake or UVA or Clemson or one of these schools not named Miami winning the Natty in baseball. But my despise for this conference, I hope they get all taken out quickly and not one of them makes it to the College World Series, which I'm sure some will. And I hope they do horribly in this conference tournament. I'm a little bitter.
That's kind of like SEC bitterness. That's what you hear in the SEC.
Yeah, and I also, it's really hard because you get used to, you know, I don't ever remember Florida State not being in the postseason. I'm 50, 44 years in a row of making it.
Wow.
So, you know, it's kind of tough for us. We got some good news with the baseball. Some of these, the bats weren't the problem this year, and some of these guys came back. But we need a whole new pitching staff. And I don't know. Hopefully it can happen in 1 year, but we got a whole rebuild that's going to be, might be a little bit hard for us.
Hey, you know what? It's already starting, but you're going to start seeing a lot of news in the baseball portal. There's a shortstop out west that everybody wants. It's already put his name in, so get ready. And I bet your guy, Link Jarrett's all into that at Florida State. I bet he is.
Yeah, and then the only thing is we always thought that freshman from last year would be an option, and I guess he had Tommy John surgery.
Yep.
The guy from Notre Dame, you always talked about.
Jack Finley had Tommy John. Yes, he did.
Yeah, so we need a bunch of arms, and I mean a bunch. I've never seen a pitching staff like the one that we've had this year. All right, well, you have a good one, and
see you, bud.
Take care.
Yeah, man. Jim down in Jupiter. Of all the shocking, meaning your mouth is agape, you're shocked. Ball games / bowl games. College football. There's about three or four that stand out to me. Number one is 1983 or January of 84, but the 83 season, Miami-Nebraska game. A monstrosity, a historic upset. And it cost Dr. Tom his first natty. That should have been his first natty. Well, it could have been. Could have been. Miami outplayed them the whole time. Nebraska tied the game at the end or actually went for two when all they had to do was tie it at the end. And tying it would have, because we didn't have overtime back then, won him a natty. But he chose to go for two, which you could say is an honorable thing, but it didn't work, so he didn't get the natty. Miami won it. That game was shocking. The Miami-Ohio State game, which was circa, 02? Shocking. Overtime game, the way it ended, all that. The way it almost ended, all of that. But here's another one. Early impressions in my brain. 1977 season, but January of 78, the Orange Bowl, Arkansas and Oklahoma. Lou Holtz, Barry Switzer. Southwest Conference and the Big Eight going at it. Orange Bowl. Now, Texas was the team that should win the Natty that year, supposedly. They had the Heisman winner, Earl Campbell. And they're going to play Notre Dame. And they ought to beat them handily. My dad told me back then, my dad wasn't a big sports guy. Nobody in my family was a big college football guy at all. All this love of it came about on its own. Nobody to guide me at all when it comes to college football. Did it on my own. College football was not on the TV the few games you got when I would be at home, okay? But my dad told me Notre Dame will beat Texas. Everybody in the world said Texas will win. My dad said they recruit the planet. Every Catholic kid on the planet wants to go there. Now, this is back then. This is the 70s. And got to remember, my dad wasn't Catholic. We were, me and my mom and the brothers, but my dad wasn't. He was not into any of that. And I remember thinking, but they got Earl Campbell and his Texas. Oh, my God, you know. And Notre Dame destroyed him in the bowl game. So Notre Dame ended up winning the national championship that year. But Arkansas was an 18-point underdog in the Orange Bowl, Lou Holtz, to play Oklahoma. Before the game, couple of days, whatever it was, Holtz suspends his star running back, Ben Cowens, and a star receiver, who accounted for about 80% of their scoring. The odds, according to legend, went from 18 to 24 points with that news. Oklahoma is a 24-point favorite over now a team that's down some star power. Arkansas destroyed Oklahoma in that game. And I'll have Pete. Pete was there. Okay, Pete lived it. I'll have him retell the story. He's told it to us in the past, but it's been a long time. And he can give you a lot more detail than I obviously just gave you. Those were the perimeter cliff notes of it. But those bowl games there probably rank as my three most shocking. And I'm talking about monumental matchups. I'm not talking about random game. I'm talking about power on power. Back then, Arkansas was, you could call them a member of the superpower gang. If we had a chalky five back then, they'd be right there. That was, again, young, impressionable moment of, I really thought I knew what was going on here. What just happened? 24-point favorite, and let me see if I have it. Let me pull it up. The final was 31-6. Arkansas won. Spread got up to as many as 24. Yes, mouth agape. That kind of game. Mouth agape. Jim Wilco down in Boca. Bill, took some brisket and short rib. Threw the combination right into the grinder, produced some tasty burgers that I've ever had. Highly recommend. Redefining Boca Burgers. I don't have a grinder. That is one toy I do not have. You're saying need to get you one then, Bill. That sounds like it was good. Brisket and short rib. Put it right into the grinder. He said it was incredibly redefining the taste. Boca Burgers down there in Boca. Yeah, we'll get to some balls of steel. I don't. Apparently, we're getting to Griff here. I still have not heard from Griff. I don't think he's missing. I think he's ready to go down in Sandestin. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning in Rutherford County. Wrapping up this wreck on 24 westbound at Waldron Road. Traffic still a little bit heavy trying to get out of Rutherford County towards Nashville. It's been quiet so far up through the Kingston Springs area as that traffic volume increases on 40 East coming in from Dixon County. Plenty of radar this morning. I-40 through parts of Smith County and Wilson County as well. Don't miss Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition, coming up June 10th and 11th. You can Google Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies for more details. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Go golfers. Swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been serving golfers since 1968. Let us help you find the hottest gear from bags, balls, shoes, and apparel. All in stock at the best prices. Come in and test drive the latest arrivals from Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, Ping, and more. While you're there, get custom fit by one of our golf experts. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Shop us in store or online at EdwinWattsGolfShops.com.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. In-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Today is the day. Today is the day you empty your garage and closets of your old tech. Today is the day you hang up on that dial-up modem. Today is the day you tell that old GPS to get lost. Because while Staples recycles old tech for free each and every day, today, during Staples' free tech take-back, rewards members get $10 in Staples rewards when they recycle their tech. Cut the cord on your old tech and recycle it at Staples. N617, limit one reward per month. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Tennessee needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Of course, you know what kicks in right after recruiting, and it accelerates, and that's knucklehead season. So God knows what happens, who it happens to, when it happens, but if you're a fan of whatever school, it's coming your way. Knucklehead season always sprouts up.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
We may get him, we may not today. We got plenty to get into, but I've warned you. Now, I haven't heard from him. Normally, he'll send me a message, say, Bill, I'm going to have to move around a little bit here. Can we reschedule? And obviously, we always will. But right now, no Griff. It's going to voicemail right now for Griff. We'll see what happens. Now, Griff, look, Griff's a get-up-early guy. Griff's not sleeping in. Griff is not a I-overslept guy. That is not Griff. It's not me either. Yeah, it's I'm really busy and I lost track of time guy. That could happen. Oh, absolutely, that could happen. Interesting article. We've talked about the SEC meetings down in Sandestin. And the prevailing topic is the future scheduling model. Is it 9 games? Is it 8? 9 games was heavily favored. 8 games is making a comeback. Coaches meet today and tomorrow. ADs, if they get a proposal that's agreed upon, can then approve it Thursday. But ultimately Friday, the presidents have to approve it. It goes through that process. And Sankey said, they know what I want. I'm not going to be in there meddling, but I've made it clear what I want. So we'll see. Nine games is not the overwhelming lock that it was thought to be, at least at the moment. It might well be what they come up with, but it's not the foregone conclusion that everybody thought, including me. It's not. One option is to, year one, have an experimental schedule, perhaps 1-7, see how it goes. That'd be 2024, just that one year. That is an option that is possible. Come up with a one-year deal. Now, we still got the original schedule for this year coming up, but that would be in 24 with Oklahoma and Texas in the league. Okay. Another topic, among others, and the gambling thing is certainly a topic with all that's going on right now in college baseball, but it's the, what's the word, farce that is name, image, likeness. And the big lie that's been told from the beginning and the big lie that keeps getting perpetuated in the world of name, image, likeness. And this notion that these collectives do it solely without the help from the schools, which according to the NCAA is illegal. Is that Griff? Oh, Cosby Cattleman. Tell Cosby just to hang tight. I'm going to get to him. Yeah, tell Cosby to hang tight. States have, and this would be a few states, Missouri was the latest, that created a law. And again, these are statewide laws, and we do not need Congress getting involved in this. That is the dumbest idea that anybody in the media or anybody else could possibly come up with. We need federal legislation. The hell we do. We do not need anybody on either side of the aisle in putting their grubby hands on what's already grubby enough, name, image, likeness. Stay the bleep out. Put any profanity word you want there. Stay the bleep out. That is a horrible idea. And there are a lot of people who pop off and say that's what's needed here. We need help. You do not need Big Brother putting his filthy hands on this filth. We already have. Making it filthier. States, though, some, have adopted, Missouri, laws that say, hey, schools, members at the school can be part of the negotiation, and the NCAA is not allowed to come in here and investigate. No entity is allowed to investigate. Also, Missouri has a rule that says, once you sign with an in-state school, Missouri, you don't have to wait till you get there. You can start getting name, image, likeness money right that moment. So this year, I believe the first day of the signing period is the 21st of December. If you sign with Missouri, that day, I guess, you can start getting your money if they've got a deal for you. Now, I'm not saying Missouri's got some huge advantage. Missouri's not going to become some juggernaut recruiting entity. But state by state, the rules are not the same. Executive director of the Ole Miss Collective, The Grove, Walker Jones, you know that name, right now we are in no man's land. If you are the SEC office and you've got 14 schools and three are operating this way, it's a competitive problem. Within the 11-state footprint of the country's most dominant college football league, fairness is fading, swallowed by the greed of competition from the conference's very own members. Through lobbying efforts, schools have engineered their state lawmakers to feverishly rewrite statutes to give them an advantage over neighboring programs. New state laws adopted in Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, and Oklahoma clear a path for their schools to bring NIL programs more under their proverbial roof while also prohibiting enforcement from the NCAA and others. I told you this, folks. Name, image, likeness, you can do anything you want. And here's what's going on right now and what's been going on since they opened the floodgates 2 years ago. Everybody's cheating like crazy. Now, you may say they've always been cheating like crazy. Yeah, but I think even more so now. Under the rules that do allow name, image, likeness, everybody's cheating like crazy, but they're trying to keep it quiet to a certain extent. They're trying to keep it clandestine, but they're getting really bold now. Basically, they're coming out in the open now and saying, yeah, what about it? For a while there, they were still tippy-toeing around, right? You know, no, we're confident we're not going to get investigated, but let's everybody chill now. We don't need to be out here talking about it. We need to be quiet. We need to deny. We need to deny. Like Jimbo did. Like no, we didn't get everybody a bunch of money. And by the way, if I'm Jimbo, I may act the same way, but that's not true, right? It's definitely not true. Now they're coming out, and more so than ever, and you're going to see more and more of this, and they're just saying, okay, you got it. Now do something about it. I dare you. And you know the NCAA is going to cower like they always do. Nothing's going to be done about it. Here's another quote. It reminds me of a rigged marketplace, says Julie Summer, attorney and expert on NIL matters, who works for the Drake Group, an organization whose mission is to defend academic integrity at universities. She said the first big question is, what's the IRS going to do? It's just amazing. And it goes on and on and on about what's right, what's wrong. But that's another discussion they're going to have. The problem you have is every state's got their own rule, and they're going to do it their way, and there's nothing you can do, nor will they allow the NCAA to come in there and investigate. The NCAA basically has been told, bleep you. We'll do anything we want to do, and you're not going to do anything about it. You've lost whatever power you had or thought you had. You've lost it. I think, in essence, that's what Tennessee's telling them right now, dating back to the Jeremy Pruitt investigation, which was before all this got approved. Bleep you. You don't run anything anymore. We'll do whatever we want, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, let's take a call. And it won't be from Griff. Griff's in meetings. Carl B. Cattleman, welcome in.
Bonjour, Monsieur King.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, we've got to have a Griff sighting.
Where?
He showed up on Earth Cam right outside the Sandestin Hilton. There's an Earth Cam camera for that, drinking out of a funnel. I don't think he's appearing today. I think he might be squeezing a little more out of his Memorial Day weekend.
I don't think Griff's a big I don't think he imbibes much.
Yeah, I think I've met Griff once or twice. He's a good guy. I agree with you on that. But
Griff's
you don't think he was?
Up,
you don't think back in the day he was down there at Club La Vila and Spinnaker in Panama City, pounding them out of the funnel, keg stand?
He probably did. He's probably done it.
Hey, Bill, did you have a good weekend? We had a wild one over here. We didn't crack 60 on Saturday over here on the pretty side of the plateau.
Did you get on the water with all the amateurs?
No, you probably did ice skates. 58 was the high over here Saturday, Bill. Did that catch you?
Not that cool, but probably 70, 75.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Bill, I want to start with tickets today. That's always kind of fun. As you know me, I can't stand the NBA. I think they're a bunch of woke Chinese communist suck-ups. Yeah. But did you catch SportsCenter this morning on this Celtics Game 7?
Uh-uh.
Get this, Bill. Okay, now we all know Super Bowl prices are the craziest of all, right? $10,000 for an upper deck seat.
Right.
You can't ever beat the Super Bowl when it comes to tickets. Last night, Bill, Game 7, kind of a little history on the line. I won't get into the sports angle of it. $760 a piece for that Celtics game last night. So if you're a Celtics fan, which pretty much most of those people were, you're probably paying $800 a head. That means you paid $1,600 plus last night to see your team lose a game seven. That's
now,
not
that
a good
wasn't
way
a
to.
Good seat though for $800.
No, that's the worst seat in the gym.
Right.
$735 a piece, cheapest ticket last night for that game seven. And what you got for your $2,000 was seeing your team lose a game seven.
Yeah.
I guess that's sports, though. Nobody's ever guaranteed results, right? That's the way it goes.
They were trying to come back from 0-3, and they were back at home and didn't do it.
Yeah, I think the history was 0-150. A team's never apparently come back from 3 down, whatever that's worth. But just from a ticket angle, that's a lot of money to see your team lose, isn't it? But might even buy you a tank of gas these days.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're paying that, you probably got so much
money. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Hey, Bill, two things for you, a little baseball, a little football. My guy Tony Vols going over to Little Orange. What about that?
He's heading to Howard's Rock, and I was looking for interviews. I haven't seen him interviewed yet. Have you?
Well, no, Bill, but I know you're kind of a Clemson sympathizer. Who are you pulling for here? Are you pulling for the good guys or the Dabo phonies over there, the cult,
well,
the church,
I've
and all that?
Well, I've got two tickets on – well, actually, I've got tickets on Tennessee and Clemson to win the whole thing. I got Tennessee at, I think, plus 1,500. I got Clemson as much as plus 4,000. I've got tickets on both.
Well, you know, Bill, the scuttlebutt was they're going to send him up there to Indiana State, Nowheresville. That would have been a sorry way to end the season, step back year. So go over and lose to Clemson. That would be a lot of fun and a lot of good entertainment. It's on ESPNU Friday night.
Now, wait, you're missing a point here. My alma mater, Lipscomb, is playing in this thing.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I forgot. That's another question for you, Bill. What kind of underwear are you wearing on that? You going freshman year or are you going senior year with us here?
Probably Tony Vols. Underwear.
Now, you'll probably just stay out of it and wear your Notre Dame boxers if I had to guess, Bill.
Yeah. They're not in, though. So.
Hey, one thing on the football angle here for you, Bill. Are we going to do this 1-7? Skanky Sankey going to give us Peabody on a 1-7 matchup?
Yeah, Alabama goes 99 if that happens.
Well, you know, Bill, you stop and think about it. For the last 15, 20 years, schedules and teams rise and fall. But what's the one team, little trivia question for you, out of the East? It starts the season 0-1 every year. Tennessee, playing Saban.
What do you mean? Like their first game?
Yeah, I mean, the one team in the East that plays Bama every year is Tennessee. Georgia and Florida miss them every year.
Oh, okay.
All these years, the whole Saban dynasty – Florida and Georgia have been missing Saban, and Bush, Jones, and Foley have been getting him every year. I think Skanky maybe needs to give us a little payback, give us some 1-7 Peabody. What do you think?
Well, if it is 1-7, it'll be Peabody because Alabama and Auburn will not be disconnected.
Well, when's that all going to shake out, Bill? Is that going to come down the next few days, or how's that going to work?
It will be approved officially Friday if they come up with their model that they can agree on, which starts with the coaches today and tomorrow.
Well, Bill, that's about all I got for you, Little Griff. I thought I'd jump in with you. You had Tennessee and Little Orange. Hey, Bill, I listen to you a lot. Have you ever talked about what goes on over at Clemson, how that whole school's a cult and they all run that money through that phony church, that New Age church over at Clemson? You ever talk about that?
Now, you're talking about Yeah,
the whole town's a member of this cult church over there, and they pay their athletes through the church back in the old days.
See you. Yeah, IPTE is been their fundraiser forever. Is IPTE also a collective now? You know what IPTE stands for, right? I pay 30 a year. That's been at Clemson for a million years. IPTE has. I figured Chris busy. No. I'm not worried about him. We'll catch him somewhere. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Thank you. Good morning. Still a little bit of traffic volume. Trying to get down 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Watch for some radar this morning in the Mount Juliet area on I-40. Still a bit of traffic volume from time to time. 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Still got some traffic volume coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed up through Davidson County. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than your average pest control company. Check out a list of their services by logging on to crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. In-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. Start your day with an American or cold brew, or for a taste of Music City, grab a West End latte flavored with local honey and cinnamon. A breakfast club biscuit or an everything all-in-one sandwich will fill you up and let you focus on your day. Bongo Java also has you covered for lunch with tasty deli sandwiches served on fresh baked ciabatta bread, like the I'll Have What She's Having or the Godfather. Bongo Java, open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy a fresh cup of Bongo Java in the heart of Music City. Bongo Java is the Nashville way to start the day. Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel, downtown 5th Avenue, Music City.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register, or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Okay, let's bring in Butch Spearden, who's the president and CEO of Nashville Visitors Corporation. He joins the show. Butch, how impactful was the Taylor Swift concert for Nashville?
Saturday alone was worth $14.8 million just in hotel spend. One day in the city, just in Davidson County, $14.8 million.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Miami should have hired him. They got old
Hurricane Mario.
Girdle-wearing water spout Mario with his 3 girdles. Got a bigger rack than Dolly Parton. Didn't give Kiffin an interview, Bill.
John in Los Angeles, he's a big Notre Dame fan. He comes to Commitments, flies in from L.A., good friend of the show. Says, Bill, I was at that Notre Dame-Texas Cotton Bowl, January of 78. Texas was so confident that they were going to win, they were selling Texas national champion banners at the stadium before the game even started. He said, I bought one after the game ended, and I still have it. Now, that would be a cool piece of memorabilia. That would be. By the way, IPTA stands for I pay 10 a year. Did I say 30? Yeah, I pay 10 a year. IPTA has been a thing at Clemson. You Clemson fans, what, almost 100 years? IPTA has been around forever at Clemson. And it's a fundraising arm for the school. Oh, best bet. I mean, it's not secretive. But are they also a collective? Or, you know, now IPTE is part of the school, though, and the collective is not supposed to be. Wink, 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 wink. As we know. Noel Fan said, speaking of tickets, back in 2000, so 20-plus years ago, I paid $750 to see Florida State lay an egg versus the Sooners and the Natty. Makes you feel stupid. Yeah, but you know what? You were happy. You were happy. Now, remember Mark Richt was trying to juggle that and the Georgia job. Later he said it was too much. Wish he hadn't have done it. Remember that? No, I like Mark Richt. Yes, I called him the energy vampire all those years, but yes. He says he regrets it. He was spread way too thin back then to make that work. Clay has a nomination. Patton, do you have the sounder ready? Says, Balls of Steel to the Vandy boys, won the SEC championship. Should have won the regular season, too. Florida did, but Vanderbilt playing their best baseball right now. Won it fair and square. I mean, they, after losing to Florida earlier in the tournament, won every game basically convincingly. So, champions again of the SEC tournament, Vandy boys, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
That is well-deserved. Jeff 2, Balls of Steel to SEC Baseball. Here's some Major League Bean Counting by SEC Baseball and the SEC Baseball site. Past three postseasons, 12 of 14 SEC teams have hosted a regional. The eight this year, and of the six who weren't. A&M and Texas were two seeds, but hosted in 22. State and Ole Miss missed, but hosted in 21. Georgia and Missouri are the two that haven't, and both just fired their head coach. So, for all of that, Patton, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America, Balls of Steel to Mr. Fred Biondi, who just won the NCAA Men's Golf Champion and now has an exemption to the Masters in 24. So, to Fred Biondi, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
I'm not trying to sound rude, but I don't keep up with golf much, so I never heard of him. Sounds like a hell of a dude, though. Jim and Jupiter, Billy, I don't think you are getting what Cosby's talking about. There's a mega church that many say has been funneling money to Clemson players for years. No, I know what you're talking about. He says, I have no idea if that is true, but that is what Cosby is talking about, not about IPTE. Correct. No. I know more about the IPTE topic. The other one I don't really know much about. Yeah, I don't know much about the other one, so it's hard for me to be conversive because I don't have any knowledge of other than what you hear. Topwater Assassin is a Clemson fan. Bill, Cosby's been reading the Lame God message board. They're still talking about New Spring Church. That's where Trevor went to church. Ask your guy about that on Thursday. See, I don't know a lot about that. Joe up in Erie, PA. He said, Bill, I'm texting on the Who's Got It Better Than Us hotline, text line. He goes, Balls of Steel to Michigan captured 13 Big Ten championships won by 9 different Michigan teams. This is a new Big Ten conference record for a single season by a school. Next closest would be a shout-out to Aliquippa Bob, Penn State with 5. He said, for the Ohio nut lovers, wow, keep up the good work with 3. tied with Millionaire Mel and two spots behind Maryland and Northwestern. All right. Got to get one more break. By the way, did you look at NVIDIA? NVDA, did you look at it? Talked to you about it, what, a couple of weeks ago? It was at about 278. It's 4 something. Just so. Omni Nashville.
Good morning. Still a little bit of traffic volume. Trying to get down 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Watch for some radar this morning in the Mount Juliet area on I-40. Still a little bit of traffic volume from time to time. 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Still got some traffic volume coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed up through Davidson County. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than your average pest control company. Check out a list of their services by logging on to crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Nashville, start your engines. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is coming to the streets of downtown Nashville. Experience 3 days of racing, music, family fun zone, food trucks, and more. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is August 4th through August 6th. From stadium super trucks flying through the air to open wheel IndyCar racing that turns right. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix has something for every race fan. There's music all day, every day. And don't miss the Friday and Saturday night concert under the stars. And they have rides for the kids provided by Wesley Mortgage. The streets of Music City come alive August 4th through August 6th. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Grab your tickets before they're gone and log on to musiccitygp.com. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. It's more than a race. It's a festival.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The Jim Rome Show.
I get a lot of vacation. I understand that. However, I don't take a lot of sick days. These things are not one and the same. That was not like I worked 8 straight days or I worked Super Bowl Sunday. I think I'll give myself a day off. I earned it. Hey, and by the way, I could because I have those days. I pride myself in not taking sick days. I hate that. We usually grind through it. But honestly, it was the right thing. In that case, it was the right thing.
The Jim Rome Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville's Sports Radio.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
You gotta be kidding me!
Johnny Vegas said, Bill, did you see this? Now, first of all, Sacramento State has a shortstop that's Hawaiian, who was a freshman phenom this year, who's in the portal. And Johnny Vegas pointed this out. And I'm assuming he's getting calls from, I don't know what the schools are. I don't know if they think he's another Maui Mahuna, whose year actually has kind of been choppy at best. It's come on late, but has not been the impact splash that they hoped. Now, some of that would be he had to sit out at the beginning. He's struggling at the plate a bit. He had a back problem. So there's been some reasons, but it has not been the impact that was anticipated. And anyways, and this kid also is from Hawaii. Again, I don't know what schools he's looking at. But he said, Bill, Sacramento State posting on Twitter, transfer portal season. Also interested in JUCO and high school kids. Need a shortstop, an outfielder, catcher, pitchers. Must care about academics, playing hard, being coachable, playing team baseball, team first guys. They've got 11 straight 30-win seasons, four current Major League Baseball players. DM if interested. I guess, I mean, why not? Put it out there. Here's what we need. Johnny Vegas also, Bill, think about it. If EA Sports would have just cut Ed O'Bannon a check after he got out of college, this NIL landscape would be totally different. Well, at the time, the NCAA had tons of power and did not think it would either ever get to this point. I think they thought, first, it's not going to get to this point, and if it ever does get to, you know, litigation, which that started it all, we're going to be able to play the long game. It's never going to happen. Well, I think we know what all happened there. Alan in Tampa, welcome in, sir.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
Digging a hole in the ground.
Yeah, but you know what? That hole in the ground has provided you with an incredible life. It's a good life.
Yeah, digging holes has been good to me. I kind of say that, you know.
Man, guess what I was doing? I was laying sod yesterday with a shovel, okay? That's what I'm doing. You're digging a hole and getting paid for it.
Yeah, we use air-conditioned equipment. I did shovel days later with. I was a kid. I dug a ditch for a guy about 40 foot long in Birmingham and clay. I got done. The guy wanted to stiff me. Didn't want to pay me. So instead of going to cry to my dad, I went and filled the ditch back in. He goes, what are you doing? I said, it's my ditch.
He was not going to pay you.
Nope, going to stiff me. And I told him, I said, well, I went back with the shovel, filled it in. I told him, I said, it's my ditch. Filling it back up.
You did the right thing.
There you go. That's the way I run my business. Though I don't get paid, I don't dig. But, yeah, you're a gym, man. You guys stole my brisket chili. That's my recipe. You guys stole from me.
So is your grilled cheese brisket.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Grilled cheese brisket. But that's a good one, too. I had a hot dog yesterday. Nice chili dog on the red set.
I was wanting to. I mean, I was feeling it bad, but I fought it off.
Best hot dog ever. We got a grill on the boat. A hot dog on the boat, man, is unreal. The best hot dog ever.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're hot, you're on the water, hot, you're tired, you're hungry. Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
I can imagine. No, I
can't. But I just want to check in, man. I'm glad you had a good weekend. And I'm going to try that grass-fed brisket and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but probably overrated.
Yeah, most of that stuff is on organic, and it's the same crap. They just put a name on it. You
right.
Tell me a tomato at Publix is different than the other tomato? Come on. That's to get them hippies and yuppies and tree huggers to wear Crocs to buy that crap.
All right, brother.
Tell my wife, if she buried me in Crocs, I'll come back and haunt her.
I understand. All right, buddy. See you, man.
All right, man. Have a good day, buddy. See you.
You too. Allen in Tampa. Allen has pretty much any toy you could want. He has his own Allen Cruiser. Remember the Madden Cruiser? He's got exactly that. That they travel in, they go to Florida State home games in. Sometimes on his job sites, they'll take that down there and park it down in Miami or Fort Lauderdale or someplace. He's got his own crew. I mean, this thing's got everything, too. Loaded. He's got every toy that he could possibly want from working hard for a living. That just goes to show you, man. Allen, I think, said he dropped out in about 10th grade. Now, I'm not saying that's what everybody ought to do. It's not what I'm saying. It says if you're willing to outwork the next guy, which isn't hard to do, particularly in today's climate, that's not hard to do at all. You can do well, like Allen has. That's the lesson. All right. We gotta wrap it up. What a show, man. Where did the show go? We didn't even get Griff in here, did we? Yeah, we'll figure Griff out. I'm not worried about that. Tomorrow, Brett Ciancia, Blake Rapino, Lush Pop.